Welcome to Wealth Simplified, your guide to navigating the intricate world of wealth. Whether you're a first-generation wealth creator or a steward to multi-generational wealth, we want to make the complex simple and the vision clear. Join us as we unravel strategies and perspectives behind building, sustaining, and preserving wealth, empowering you with the knowledge and confidence to shape a secure financial future. Let's get to it. The following presentation by Waldron Private Wealth is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Please see additional important disclosure at the end of this presentation, a copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.
Hello, hello. This is Samantha, and you are listening to What the Finance, a mini-series within the Wealth Simplified podcast. Today, we're diving into a hot topic in the financial world, President Biden's proposed changes to the capital gains tax rates. If your algorithm is anything like mine, chances are you have been bombarded recently with headlines related to President Biden's fiscal year 2025 revenue proposal. Included in the proposal are several changes to the capital gains and net investment income tax, two taxes levied on the investments of U.S. taxpayers. On today's episode, I'm going to break down everything you need to know about the current tax state, the 2025 proposal, and what you as taxpayers should be considering as we approach 2025. Let's get into it. First things first, I want to provide an overview of our current income tax landscape so we can see the contrast in President Biden's proposal. We'll start with ordinary income taxes. This is the tax that you pay on wages, most business income, interest, and non-qualified dividends. Under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the top marginal income tax rate was set to 37% for married individuals making more than $730,000 per year. This rate is set to increase to 39% on January 1st, 2025, regardless of any new or additional legislation that we're talking about today. Now let's hit capital gains. In the U.S., taxpayers are taxed on the sale of appreciated property and on the receipt of qualified dividends at capital gains tax rates. Capital gains are taxed at graduated rates based on the taxpayer's taxable income, and they range from 0 to 20%. To hit the top tax bracket of 20%, married taxpayers need to be making almost $600,000 a year, so pretty high. Another thing you need to know about capital gains. Capital gains are only applied when appreciated property is sold, not when it's given away, and not when a taxpayer dies. When a taxpayer gives property away, say as a gift to a child, that recipient inherits the basis of that property in what's known as carryover basis. When a taxpayer dies while holding appreciated property, the basis of that property resets to current market value in what's known as a step-up in basis, and the taxpayer avoids paying capital gains on that property entirely. The last thing we need to review before we dive into the new proposal is the net investment income tax, or NIT for short. NIT is an additional 3.8% tax levied on the net investment income of single individuals with gross income over $200,000 and married couples with gross income over $250,000. The tax applies to portfolio interest and dividends, rents, annuities, certain business income, and to the gain associated with the sale of appreciated property. So when we look at these two taxes together, the top marginal rate on capital gains today is 23.8%. That's the 20% capital gains and the 3.8% NIT. So now let's get to the 2025 proposal. The three taxes that I just reviewed, ordinary income taxes, capital gains taxes, and the NIT, are all subject to change under Biden's new proposal. The proposal aims to increase the top ordinary income tax rate to 39.6%, up from the current rate of 37%. This increase would apply beginning in the 2024 tax year, so that's money we're making today. In addition, the marginal brackets would decrease significantly. Under the proposal, married taxpayers would hit the top marginal tax bracket once their taxable income hits $450,000. So the top bracket has essentially been slashed by almost a third. Now, the ordinary income tax rates that I just spelled out are important because Biden's revenue proposal aims to increase the capital gains tax rate for taxpayers with taxable income of more than $1 million to the ordinary income tax rates. So in essence, the baseline capital gain rate would essentially double for these individuals, rising from the current 20% to 39.6%. But wait, that's not all. Remember just a minute ago when I spoke about carryover basis for gifts of appreciated property and stepped up basis for appreciated property owned at death? Well, under this proposal, both would be eliminated. Both death and the transfer or gift of appreciated property will be considered a realization event and will subject the donor of that property to capital gains. All right, last but not least, let's hit on the NIT. The revenue proposal aims to increase the NIT rate by 1.2% for taxpayers with more than $400,000 of income. So instead of these individuals paying an additional 3.8% tax on their net investment income, they will pay an additional 5% tax. So, to put a pretty bow on it, when we look at the tax proposal in its entirety, the top marginal rate on capital gains would be 44.6%. That's made up of the 39.6% capital gains and the 5% NIT. So now that I dropped that bomb on you, where do we go from here? Obviously, this proposal has a huge impact on investors, particularly those with high income or substantial investment portfolios. I think it's fair to say that if this legislation moves forward as proposed, it would have a major impact on the global economy, on investment decisions, asset allocations, and overall financial planning. Now, at Waldron, we are in the business of helping our clients meet their financial goals. And for most of our clients, those goals include paying as little tax to the government as possible. If we do see this proposal enacted into law, I'll be talking to my clients about the merits of accelerating gains ahead of the legislation. That means harvesting gains in the portfolio, considering the sale of closely held businesses, real estate, etc. But before we go down that path, I think it's really important to remember that this proposal is still in very early stages and will likely be changed dozens of times if it ever even becomes law. No matter who wins the presidency this year, the makeup of Congress will determine much of what can be accomplished. And a split Congress is going to make it difficult to see a proposal like this enacted into law. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you today. I hope it goes without saying that we are going to stay on top of this proposal every step of the way. As we get more certainty on the legislation, the election, and the impact to investors, we will be sure to provide updates. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with friends and family. And as always, if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, reach out to us at podcast@waldronpw.com. Until next time.
If you're in need of wealth management planning and advice, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to us directly at podcast@waldronpw.com. The previous presentation by Waldron Private Wealth was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risks, and it should not be assumed that future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Waldron is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if Waldron is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.